Hello and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Welcome, friends. Welcome, family. I am Rob F.
We are your hosts.
Yes.
And before we get to today's topic, as usual, there's top of the show business.
There is to take care of.
First of all, have you been? I mean, before we get into the top of the show business, have you been playing anything lately?
Lately, no. I've had such a busy week. I haven't had time, and I've been on the road, so I haven't had a chance because I don't take my Genesis on the road.
Right.
But if anyone would care to donate a Sega Nomad,
or a Game Gear,
or a Lynx,
I've been playing some games.
But I do have my original Game Boy, and I play Tetris every now and then.
Right.
What have you been playing?
Well, Adventures of Lolo, which I got for Christmas. Right.
Okay.
And pretty cool game. It's a puzzle game, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's I beat it also. And there's some tough puzzles on it. And it was a fun game. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. There's probably 40 or 50 levels or something like that. Or, you know, boards.
Right.
And so yeah, I was playing that, and then I also started playing a game that. A game Gabe Castro actually sent us.
What's that? Pit Fighter?
Shadow of the Ninja.
Oh, right.
And it's a game I'd never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool from what I've played so far. I got up to about the second level boss. It's two players, and I think it's simultaneous also. So you should come by the Legacy Music Hour Annex sometime and play with me.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, I do believe I will. I did get a chance to listen to the CDs.
The CD with
the four mixes on the road.
Yeah.
Very good stuff. And I think I'm pretty sure I know the tracks that were picked for me and, you know, you had picked songs for you.
Uh-huh, right.
I'm pretty sure, because I recognize the ones that were for me. There's some WrestleMania Challenge on there. Some heavy rocking tracks.
Well, I haven't listened to the CD yet. We're of course, talking about the CD that the listener Mike sent us. That was... sort of like a mix, a video game mix of music. And I haven't listened to mine yet because I'm saving it for, a road trip of sorts. I think I'm going to be driving a long distance in February, so I'm saving it for that.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say something else about some games I've been playing. But I think that might be it, actually, for right now.
Sounds good.
I was listening to the soundtrack that you played as track from a while ago on the Japan Only episode.
Right.
It's called Sango Kushi Retsuden.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? I think it's like a war strategy thing or something like that. And I was listening to it again. I just thought, this is such the track that you played in particular.
Mm-hmm.
It's the intro piece. It's such a good piece of music. I just loved it so much.
Okay.
And I really was thinking, you know, it should have actually been on my top 10 list when we did the top 10.
Wow.
For that year, but or at least, you know, 11 or 12.
Honorable
mention. Yeah. I just totally neglected that track. You know, or to play that track or mention that track on that top 10 episode. So, but I was looking into that game a little bit and, it was on the Japan Only episode. It turns out it was released in China as well. So it was incorrectly placed on the Japan Only list. You know, just thought I'd point that out. This is kind of relates to our last, episode, but, you know, in Separation Anxiety, right?
Right.
Spider-Man and Venom, they play together as partners in that game.
Okay.
We were talking about, you know, that they're, you know, in Spider-Man's world, Venom is his enemy, but, you know, in Venom's world, you know, he's a good guy, though, or whatever. In this game, and Carnage is actually the main bad guy in this, they team up together in this game, and so they're both on the same team on this one. So that's, I don't know, something to... acknowledge.
Okay.
And also, we are now part of the Nerdist Industries network.
Nerdists rejoice. Nerds rejoice, I should say.
Nerdists.
Nerdists.
I don't know.
Yes.
So you can find us, I mean, if you haven't already, I mean, it might be easier to find us in the Nerdist Industries network on iTunes.
Right.
Or whatever. It probably doesn't make a difference, actually.
Well, hey, if someone is joining us for the very first time because of Nerdist Industries, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to our little podcast and our little world, our little 8-bit and 16-bit world.
Yes. And one other thing is that, you know, in the last episode, I said that Dragon Ball was an obscure game.
Right.
Right. I just wanted to clarify, in case anybody thought I was serious, I was being completely sarcastic when I said Dragon Ball was obscure.
And when he says anyone, he means Ayumi. Come on, Ayumi. He's being sarcastic.
I was just putting that out there for anybody who might have thought that I was being serious.
Well, Ayumi sent us a message clarifying manga.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, and Brent, FYI, Dragon Ball Z is a very well-known series.
Well, anyway, I wasn't trying to, I just wanted to put that out there for anybody who might have thought that.
Oh, can I mention one thing about our podcast as well?
Yes.
We made a top 10 list.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, that's right. I think we did, yeah.
Giant Electric Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
Blogspot. Yeah. Just recognized us in the top 10 list. I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Very nice, yeah.
So if anyone is joining us from that podcast, welcome.
I mean, from that blog.
I mean, that blog.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah, and then thank you to that blog.
Yeah.
There was actually something, we got another email, too, about something not being, there was I forgot the name, actually, but there was an email from someone who, I think it was from the movies episode. You played something from Star Wars.
Right.
And it turned out it actually was from the movie.
It was Han Solo's music.
Right.
That's the piece that I chose. And could you turn that music down just a little bit?
Sure.
Because, I mean, technically that was a disqualification.
Yes.
And I just want to take this time out to recognize the error. Because... I try to keep a certain level of quality.
Yeah.
And to play a piece of music that is already in existence is a grave and erroneous error. And I apologize. And I hope that it will not happen again. And if anyone was offended, if anyone was hurt in the playing of that song, I apologize.
Well, that's pretty heavy. Pretty heavy speech you just gave there.
Right, and that was from Ken Hilker.
Okay, yeah.
Right, right, and that was Han Solo music that I played.
We got a few emails, quite a bit of emails recently, and I'm there's some other things I thought we could address, but I forgot, though. Anyway, whatever. Okay. So I think that's about it, right?
I think we're...
I mean, there were some other things, I think. There were some other emails and stuff, but I'm forgetting. I'm forgetting now.
Well, I think we're good to go for number 63.
So number 63, the topic of today's episode is flying shooters.
Two. Right.
You know, it's basically where, you know, we did this topic in episode 6. And now we're bringing it back in 63. So second time's a charm.
I think that is the saying. That is how the saying goes.
Yeah.
I believe you will be starting us off.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to start thinking. Okay. So my choice is, I mean, I don't know. I hope I'm playing a lot of stuff that from games that we've heard on the show before.
Okay.
And I have some new stuff too, some new games too.
Right.
I don't know. I probably could have explored more, but then again, some of the tracks I'm playing from the games we have heard from are really good too. So,
right.
Anyway, I'm going to start things off with Darius Twin. We've only heard from this once before.
Okay.
Darius Twin, this is music by, Norihiro Furukawa and, who's credited as Wizmaster and also Pochi. The track we're going to hear is Paddy.
You know, when I was 6 years old, I was also known as the Whizmaster.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
But that was especially when you went potty. Right? No, this is actually spelled P-A-D-I, potty. And it's from Darius Twin for the Super Nintendo. This is music from Darius Twin for the Super Nintendo. Music by Norihiro Furukawa and Pochi. This is called Potty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You like this? Like the solo here? I don't know, it sounds like something you would like, I think.
I'm totally digging that.
Yeah. This is fun. It's a good, good driving track, you know? Okay, so I, okay, so we remembered what that other email was, but it wasn't an email. It was a voicemail, right? And it was from Damon from Spanish Fork, Utah, who's right. called in before.
Yes.
And he asked... well, okay, in reference to when we were talking about Christmas time and you being a bad boy and being on Santa's bad list,
right.
He asked in reference to that, okay, you're a bad boy, but you're a bad dude, but are you a bad enough dude to save the president?
And to that,
and what is your answer? Yeah.
No doubt. Turn up that solo. This is what a bad dude jams to when he's saving President Ronnie.
Uh-huh. Now, if this music wasn't playing, would you still be a bad enough dude?
Yeah, but I think the music just adds to the badness. To my badness.
Yeah. Oh, here's the solo, right? All right, anyway. All right, so that's all you got to say about it, huh? No doubt.
No doubt. And if anyone wants to... wants to say otherwise, I got a spinning tornado kick for you.
Rob F. dares you to kidnap the president.
This is the flying shooter episode, right?
Yeah.
What do you think I'm going to start it off with?
Well, it's probably got to be Lightning Force.
Oh! Give the man a prize. So that is actually what I'm going to be starting off with. I know I played many tracks for this. It's just too good, man. It's just too good. So what I'd like to begin with. Stage 4A, Sandhell. Okay?
Okay.
Now this is a soundtrack, of course, that I know and love. And if you've been with us from the beginning of the podcast, you know that I debuted a song that I wanted to be in the title theme. So this is stage 4A from the game Lightning Force, aka Thunder Force 4 for the Sega Genesis.
Thank you.
Sand Hell, aka Stage 4A from the game Lightning Force. And that's a soundtrack by composers Toshiharu Yamanishi, Takeshi Yoshida, and Tomomi Otami.
This is a pretty great track.
I love this track. This is where it's at right here.
Yeah.
Play this part right here. Oh, yeah.
I like this part a lot. It's kind of jazzy, actually. I mean, it's not jazzy. It sounds kind of TV show theme-ish.
And that bass and drum getting down.
Yeah. Yeah, good track. Good
ready,
track.
Ready to save the universe.
Good track.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Would you have considered that for a title track?
This one?
Yeah.
Well, how does it start? Let's see how it starts. Let's try it. Let's try it out. We'll try it out right now.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. No, not quite. It doesn't quite work, I think. What do you think?
And I'm Rob F. And that is our great opening song. Yeah, maybe you're right. It doesn't quite work.
But no, it's a great track though.
Great track, yeah, though. I agree.
Great track. All right. Well, I'm gonna play something from Gunstar Heroes.
Okay.
You know, the soundtrack is kind of my own hero, and that is it's so good. Now, yes, Gunstar Heroes is a side-scrolling, run and gun game. However. The track I'm going to play is from the one level in the game that is actually a flying shooter level.
Okay.
So there is, the game is mostly a side-scrolling run-and-gun shooter, but this one level is actually a flying shooter level.
Got it.
And the track is called Good Night, Baby! Exclamation point at the end of it. And the composer on this is, of course, Kazuo Hanzawa. Credited in this game as N. Hanzawa, the N being short for Nario. But yeah, Kazuo Hanzawa from Gunstar Heroes. This is Good Night, Baby for the Sega Genesis. Good Night, Baby. Music from Gunstar Heroes composer Kazuo Hanzawa.
Or as my wife would say, Beba.
Oh, yeah, Beba. Isn't this just an awesome track?
It's good.
It's so good. I mean, the music to Gunstar Heroes is seriously one of the best soundtracks in video games. And you know, I forgot to mention this at the top of the show. You know, I was listening to that, the Genesis track, the one I was talking about, the Sungo Kushi Retsuden, you know?
Right.
And it just was making me think that Genesis music is the best. It's better than Super Nintendo music.
Whoa. Hold the controller. Hold the 3-button Genesis controller. What did you just say?
I just was thinking, you know, just music like this, Gunstar Heroes, or that, the, you know, Sangokushi Retsuden, or just other really great Genesis soundtracks. I'm listening to them, and it just makes me think Genesis has the best video game music out of all the consoles.
What?
Nintendo, no, Super Nintendo.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, jokingly, I was saying that when we started this podcast, and in the many years that I've known you, you've heard me always be the Sega Genesis fanboy. But now, 63 episodes in, you're telling me that Sega Genesis has the best video game music?
Well, yes.
I don't understand that. I kind of want to argue against you.
Okay, go.
Just on a matter of a principle.
I'm saying in general, like if you video game music, I mean you, I don't know, you just some of the best. I don't know, some of the best tracks are just making. I mean, it's just making me think it's best. Some of the best tracks are Genesis tracks.
What about Final Fantasy?
No, Final Fantasy has great music. The Final Fantasy
series is amazing
music, but. I think I really like the sound quality of the Genesis for the most part. When they're using the FM synth and not the sampler, the FM synth it just really has this, you know, like it doesn't in comparison to the Super Nintendo, it just feels like there's a rawer sound to it.
There is a more raw sound.
Raw is not even the right word though. It's more tangible. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the Super Nintendo, there's a sort of hollowness to it. Now, don't get me wrong. I still will always think that the Street Fighter II soundtrack sounds better on Super Nintendo. But
okay, see, now I'm arguing against you again. Now you take that back right now, or this podcast is over.
Yeah. Well, the thing is Super Nintendo. There's the sampled quality of Super Nintendo there's a sort of like hollowness to it a little bit, and then so. With the Genesis, you just have this really rich kind of synthesizer sound to it, and it just sounds really cool, you know. Mm-hmm. And it basically sounds like just in a more advanced Nintendo sound. So it's just really like video game music at its most video gamey sort of in a way, you know.
Okay.
But you know what though? I think about it some more, and there's so many great tracks from Nintendo, and so many great from. This is what I'm really saying. I'm saying when I listen to this music, it makes me start to think that. But then I start considering all the great music on Super Nintendo and Nintendo, and it makes me just think, well, they all have their pluses. They all have their own unique sounds and stuff, you know.
Brent, you are a fickle one.
I like it all. I like them all.
You went in the period of about 2 minutes, you went from saying Genesis has the best music to Super Nintendo has the best music to now they're all great.
It's true, though. I mean, they all have their own qualities, but, I mean, Genesis, just sometimes I'm listening to Genesis music, and I'm just thinking, you know, dang, you know, Genesis has really the best video game music, you know?
Well, I feel that way often.
But then again, sometimes I'm... No, but then, I mean, there's so much great music from Super Nintendo, though, you know? And sample sounds on the Super Nintendo sound really good, you know? And Nintendo, I mean... Some of the greatest melodies have been created on Nintendo, you know? So, I mean, they're all three are good. And the TurboGrafx 16, I've really grown to appreciate the TurboGrafx 16 in its own right, too, you know?
Well, Brent, I think you've made it clear that you love all systems and all music.
I guess my point is that when I'm listening to Genesis music, I start just thinking to myself, Genesis is the best. Right. Genesis is better than all the other systems.
Have you thought that when you're listening to Super Nintendo music? Have you said, Super Nintendo music is the best. That's it, hands down. Or does only Genesis music move you that way?
Well, you know what it is? I think that I've explored the Genesis soundtracks a lot more in the last, you know...
60-some episodes?
Yes, yeah. Sure. So I've... You know, like, I've always gone through life thinking Super Nintendo had, like, the best music, and I always thought that, you know? Wow. Or, you know, Nintendo, I always thought Nintendo had the best music, too, or that it was really, the melodies were really catchy on Nintendo stuff. But the more I explore the Genesis stuff, the more I just think it's just, you know,
This is kind of groundbreaking right here, what you're going through.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't know, I feel like we should call the United Nations or somebody, because, I mean, this is... A lot of people go through life being what I would call systemists.
Uh-huh.
You know, consolists.
Well, I've always been, as far as owning consoles, I've always had more loyalty to Nintendo, you know? But I actually was always a big Genesis person, too, and it went away because I had close friends and family that had Genesis, and I, you know, was playing that a lot, too. Okay. But I still always stayed true to Nintendo. I always thought Nintendo was better. And actually, as far as games go, in general, the Nintendo consoles were putting out better games than the Sega consoles, you know.
Well, I'm in the same boat as you. I always had loyalty to Sega, as our listeners know. But in the last 60 episodes, exploring so many SNES tracks, NES tracks, and TG-16 tracks, I've learned to appreciate it all. So I think the message here is we are all one.
One love. The colors of Benetton. The colors of Geniton.
Geniton.
Of the colors of... I don't know.
Touch my leg, Brent.
Touch your leg?
I was just feeling really close.
Uh-huh. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Rob. Anyway, my point is whenever I'm listening to Genesis music these days, I just start thinking to myself that it's the best music. And then, but you know, then again, I'll start listening to some Super Nintendo soundtrack and I'll just think, wow, there's just amazing music. Like, for example, Treasure Hunter G, you know, discovering that soundtrack recently, I'm just like, wow, you know?
Yep.
Anyway, this track right here from Gunstar Heroes makes me think that kind of thing, you know?
I'm going to play a track from a PC Engine game, which was also released for the TurboGrafx-16, from Hudson Soft, okay? This is a 1992 title, Air Zonk,
mm-hmm.
which is just a redone version of Bonk.
Well, he's a futuristic version.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was actually the company's attempt to modernize it, make Bonk cool and hip. They're trying to reinvent.
He has a punk look in this.
They added the Z.
Right.
I think
it's like maybe it's supposed to be his you know, descendant of sorts, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Bonk's descendant. He's kind of like the Griff to Bonk's Biff.
Right. Exactly. So, just for this song only, because I'm going to try to modernize myself for the new year as well and change things. I will be Zobef Switch.
And you will have a, you're going to start to have a metal, mohawk.
Metal right? Mohawk. Yeah. Right. So here's a track. I'm not sure if this is the title track or if it's early on gameplay music. I know it's either the title track or early on, but, here's a track from Air Zonk. Zonk for the TurboGrafx-16. You hear those voices at the beginning?
Yeah, it reminds me of Sonic 3, kind of. You know, this kind of music.
Okay.
Yeah, what are they saying? You think?
It sounds like woof. 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 Or.
Well, maybe they're just like breathing noises, like.
That could be it too.
Okay. Did you want to say anything else?
No, okay. That's it for Air Zonk.
All right. Thank you, Air Zonk.
By the way, when I hear that song, you know what I say to myself? What? Sega Genesis has the best music. that's not a knock on that, by the way.
He's being sarcastic, Ayumi.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to play another TurboGrafx-16 track.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I haven't played one yet on the show, but I mean, in addition to yours.
Right.
And this is from Battle Ace for the Super Graphics, actually.
Oh, Super Graphics. Very nice.
Okay. And the composer is unknown. And this track is unknown too, or at least I don't know where it is in the game. Battle Ace for the Super Graphics. This is music from Battle Ace for the Super Graphics.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The Super Graphics, Turbo Graphics unique sound.
Did you see any gameplay of this
pilot? Yeah, I think so. I think you're in a cockpit, and it's a kind of first-person view in the cockpit.
I'm reading a review of this game on defunctgames.com.
Okay.
And it's interesting, the analogy that the author uses for this. He says that Afterburner for Sega is like Madonna, and this game is like Cyndi Lauper. That's the comparison.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Interesting. So, and you know what's funny is that, I mean, I don't know how what he meant by that exactly, but some people prefer Cyndi Lauper to Madonna.
Exactly. Well, so maybe Madonna may be considered more well known or more highly regarded. Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally like the music of Cyndi Lauper more than I do Madonna.
Not me. I love Madonna. I mean, I don't know when you were younger, did you not have a big crush on Madonna?
No.
Who'd you have a crush on when you were younger? I mean, when I was 10 and 11, Madonna was just it.
That was it?
She was it. I used to fantasize. Okay, here's my, you want to hear my Madonna fantasy?
Sure.
I used to fantasize that when I got older to be in my 20s.
Right.
That by then, scientists would have had somehow developed an elixir or some sort of potion that one could drink and make them young again.
Okay.
And so it's kind of funny because I thought basically just 15 years later or so that Madonna would be an old lady.
Right.
You know, it's like, right, that she wouldn't be, you know, like when I was in my 20s, I imagined her to be some old woman, you know?
Right.
And so she drinks this, and then, so no one was really even interested in her anymore, but I would be, and then she would drink this potion and become young again, and then we could be together.
Wow. That's an interesting fantasy.
And then
it's
when
very elaborate.
And then when I saw this commercial for something called, some show called Youthquake or something like that.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, this is it. Youthquake. That's it. That's what makes people young again.
Very nice.
I don't know. I just had sort of an imagination, I guess. Yeah.
You know who I fantasized about when I was younger?
Who?
Peggy Bundy.
Peggy Bundy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting, huh?
I always thought Peggy Bundy was... the actress is Katie Sagal.
Yeah.
I thought she was it. Man, that was the hottest chick.
Isn't it Kathy?
No, I think it's Katie Sagal.
Katie? I thought it was Kathy.
Kathy Sagal? No, I think it's Katie.
Okay. Oh, you would know. You had the crush on her.
Right. So I was a big fan of the Married with Children.
Interesting. So not Christina Applegate, huh?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I was never really into Christina Applegate when I was younger, but actually kind of as an adult, I kind of thought Christina Applegate is...
Oh, really?
You know, yeah.
No.
Something, yeah. But Madonna, I mean, gee whiz, man. Back in those days, I mean, she was just what a hot girl.
That review came from defunctgames.com. The author is Patrick O'Connor, by the way. Analogy is
okay.
His line. That's
okay.
His. I'm
yeah.
not trying to use it as my own.
Right. Mm-hmm. Youthquake. Google it. It'll make you young again.
I'm going SNES now. With a title by the name of Earth Defense Force. And that comes to us from the company Haleco.
Haleco.
And by the way, we did see on our board Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
Oh, yes, yes.
Wrote, and then he said he didn't like the way his name was pronounced.
In English.
In English. Because I think we were just saying Alberto Jose.
I don't remember what I was saying, but I think I was saying Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
Well, maybe he was, maybe, maybe he, no, he no, punched no, his kidding. Laptop when he heard
I'm
that.
Just kidding.
But we're gonna pronounce it right.
We had a nickname for him, which was you were gonna say you wanted to. That's why you don't like to say your name.
My full name, right? I don't say my full name because it's never been pronounced right.
Which is
Roberto Francisco Martinez. Just like that. How hard is that? How? Why can't people do that?
Alberto Jose Gonzalez is crying out of admiration right now.
Alberto Jose Gonzalez. And I'm actually not from Spain, so I am missing the accent.
Roberto Francisco Switch.
Switch that. That's right.
No, but for this podcast, you go by Rob F, right?
Right.
If we did that for him, we were saying it would be Bert J.
Bert J.
Bert J.
Right.
Bert J.
Now he definitely punched his laptop and is never coming on our show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bert J.
Bert J.
Bert J.
Okay.
Bert J. Switch. No, that doesn't work. All right.
So this is a Jalico.
Yeah.
Title, uh-huh. Earth Defense Force for SNES. This is Naval Battle. Is Naval Battle from Earth Defense Force. Composers Tsukasa Tawada and Yasuhiko Takashiba.
You know, I was thinking while listening to this Super Nintendo track.
What's that?
I was thinking to myself that, you know why I think that when I listen to Genesis stuff, that, oh, Genesis music is the best?
Why?
Is because it's fresher to me, is what it is, you know? Just because, like, music to the Final Fantasy games, for example, I just know that stuff so well, you know, because I've just heard it so much that the Genesis stuff is kind of, it's just a lot fresher to me, you know, so it makes me feel kind of excited about it, you know?
Sure,
that's
sure.
Why. But it's all good, though. I love all of it. And discovering new Super Nintendo soundtracks that I'd never heard of, you know?
Well, you know, those, the two Donkey Kong Country tracks that I played,
yeah,
which are very well known amongst Super Nintendo players.
Yeah.
I'd never heard before, but when I heard them, I said, wow, that's so cool. It's so amazing. So
yeah.
I know
yeah.
exactly what you're talking
totally,
about.
Totally. Yeah. 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 And actually, just to demonstrate, actually, this is a coincidence, actually. I didn't plan this. To demonstrate my love for all the different consoles, I've now played a Super Nintendo track. I played a Genesis track, played a TurboGrafx-16 track, and now I'm going to play a Nintendo track. So I'm covering all of the main consoles here. Actually, you know, the Game Boy that's actually kind of a different console too, because the Game Boy, even though it's a PSG like the Nintendo, it has a little bit of a different quality than the Nintendo.
Right. You know, there are a lot more stereo tracks on
that. Well, they are all stereo, yeah. It seems, the Game Boy. Yeah. But anyway, here's a Nintendo track, and it's from Solar Jetman, Hunt for the Golden Warship. This is music composed by David Wise, speaking of Donkey Kong Country. Mm-hmm. And the track we're going to hear is Golden Warship Complete. And it's for the Nintendo Entertainment System, Solar Jetman. Thank you. is music from Solar Jetman. Hunt for the Golden Warship, music by David Wise. This is Golden Warship Complete.
So my next track is going to be an 8-bit track for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yes.
XEXYZ. How would you pronounce that?
Zexies.
Zexies?
Yeah.
He's really Zexies.
That's the official pronunciation.
Mm, okay. Zexies.
Yeah.
And the track I'd like to play is a track you hear when you are in, and it looks like a metal type of flying ship. This is a combination platformer flying shooter.
Yeah.
This game. But this particular piece of music is when you're flying. And
but I think that there's probably different tracks that play when you're flying, you know?
Okay.
But this is one of them.
The composer for this soundtrack is Hirohiko Takayama. In the game Zexies for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
This title in particular is called, I mean, the title of this track in particular is Area Music or More.
For the game Zexies. Zexies.
Area Music or More.
Area Music or More. Pardon me. I like it.
Area Music or More. Zexies.
It's like a French film.
Yeah, something. I'm going to play something now. My next three tracks are Genesis tracks.
Oh, nice.
I was just talking about how I was going to show equal distribution, and right. Actually, and then my next three tracks are all Genesis. Because, you know, actually, when I was preparing for this episode, I was, you know, I actually was listening to a lot of Genesis music, and I kind of was really into the Genesis music thing. And so I was trying to find some more Genesis tracks to play for this episode. I'm going to play something from a game we've heard from before, Insector X.
Right.
And the composer on this is unknown. This is the Genesis version. The track we're going to hear is Skylight Tune, Round 2, Plateau Area. And it's from Insector X for the Genesis. Thank you. Insector X. Insector Xexies.
Xexies.
Skylight Tune Round 2 Plateau Area. Composer unknown, however, was developed by the company Hot B. So that's the closest thing I can give you to a composer.
Okay, cool. I have got a Super Famicom game that actually came from an arcade first. So it's an arcade. It's a port. Gojuku Parodius.
Mm-hmm. I guess part of the Parodius series.
I would guess so. I would guess so. The English translation is Fantastic Journey. So this is a side-scrolling flying shooter.
And, you know, I was talking about this on one of the other podcasts recently, that I recently acquired this game. Not this game. I mean, a different Parodius game, Parodius Da. Mm-hmm. And from a friend of mine who went to, who basically found it for me in Japan.
I believe that's the Russian version, yes?
Da. It is the Russian version, Da.
This is a Konami title.
Yeah. It's a parody on their own game, Gradius.
Right,
and but it, also it uses the Twin B characters and
yeah. So this is a Hudson Soft title.
Well, Hudson Soft.
Oh no! I'm sorry. I was looking at my other checklist. I'm sorry.
You just said it's so funny. You just said so. This is a Konami game.
I was
and
looking
then
at my
like
nuts.
Immediately afterwards, this is a Hudson Soft.
I was looking at my notes. It's been a long week, my friend.
Okay. It's Monday.
Hey, I was on the road all day yesterday and on the road all day today,
mm-hmm.
jamming out to video game tunes, but still a little zoned out.
Yes.
Loving Farewell. That's the track I'm going to play. From the game Gojuku Parodius for the Super Famicom.
This is really becoming a romantic episode.
You play that
again. Sure, yeah.
This one's going out to all the lovers in the 8-bit and 16-bit world.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to the smooth sounds of Parodius.
Gojuku Parodius.
Yeah. No, but we, you know, this is kind of a romantic episode. We had this loving farewell, and then, you know, we had, you know, area music Armour. It's actually spelled like that, A-R-M-O-U-R. And then, you know, we had, you know, Xexies, it sounds like right. Sexy. And then Insector X, that sounds provocative, right? Insector X.
the composers for Gokuju Parodius are Kuroki Inoue and Nobuyuki Akena.
You know, I think also with this Parodius, well, okay, the Parodius game that I have, it uses Vic Viper from Gradius, you know, and it uses the Twin B character, and it also has a character from another Konami game too, this Penguin, I forgot what the name is, and the main character from Parodius, which is this octopus character. This game, I think, uses those characters and some other Konami characters, such as Gonberry Goemon, you know, which was known in North America as Legend of the Mystical Ninja. So. All right, well, I'm going to play something from a game called Forgotten Worlds.
Genesis?
Which is, what's that? For the Genesis,
oh,
yeah.
That's what I already mentioned before, but yeah. That's just, I remember that game.
And this is an arcade port. Mm-hmm. And the music is pretty unusual to this game, and I was listening to it, and it really reminded me of it had the kind of quirkiness that that Ghouls and Ghosts has for the Genesis. And I was thinking, and some of it sounded very similar to Ghouls and Ghosts, actually, for the Genesis. And I was thinking, this has got to be the same composer. Looked into it, and lo and behold, it is the same composer. It's Tomayo Kawamoto.
Okay.
But actually, I think that this was actually a program for the Genesis by Ippo, who I think is, it's Yamada, I think is the last name on that, but I think just credited as Ippo. I'll verify that in a little bit. But anyway, this is from Forgotten Worlds, and the track is Round 3, Dust World 3. And it's for the Sega Genesis. Music from Forgotten Worlds.
We were just doing some moves to that.
Moves to that chime hit that you hear.
I was trying to toast you.
Oh, I was just hitting the chimes with a stick, but I'll cheers you on the next one, yeah. This is Round 3, Dust World 3. Music composed by Tomayo Kawamoto. And this has here we go. Ready? Oh, we missed it. We missed it.
Those are some serious metal chalices climbing.
Yeah. I like this track. It's such a quirky track, actually. You know, this game, it has these two buff guys flying around. It's like these two buff guys flying around. One of them has a shirt off, and they're shooting things and stuff, and it just seems like unusual music to have playing while these buff guys are flying around shooting stuff. I like this part of the song a lot right here. I like that part a lot. This is the evil part of the song, it seems like, yeah.
This reminds me of Altered Beast.
But yeah, just kind of a funny combination of buff guys shooting things and this music, you know? We're going to get this next chalice hit, even though the listeners won't be able to see it.
I know. Well, you can cheers at home.
Cheers at home. Here it comes. It's coming up soon. Here. Here it comes.
And then we drink our wine.
And we drink.
I'm going to play an NES track from the game Sky Kid. And this is from composer Zunko Odawa. Okay, here's a track from Sky Kid. Sky Kid for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
I believe this is a World War One game, no?
Mm-hmm. And it's got that old world feel. You know what I picture? To me, this is a song to play while a politician is riling up the masses, or the general is getting the troops ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I like to think this is like I'm not really sure when this game came out, but like the 8-bit stand to the 16-bit.
I think it might have come out in 86.
Yeah. But it's just a fun song.
I'm going to play something from Phileos.
Phileos.
Phileos. Music by Yoshinori Kawamoto. Again, this is for the Sega Genesis. And we're going to hear Staff Roll, which, you know, this actually kind of falls into that romantic category, actually. You know?
Okay.
Again, you know? So, this is Phileos. I love that end part there.
Man, that's good. Genesis has the greatest music ever.
That I love the little end that the, I don't know, when the drums cut out and it has that little thing at the end there. Phileos, for the Sega Genesis, Staff Roll, music by Yoshinori Kawamoto.
We first heard from Phileos back in our first free play.
That is true.
I played the intermission.
Yeah, Artemis loop or something, right?
Right, the loop.
This kind of fits that romantic vibe, you know, right?
Man, it's about to get down right here.
Oh, with your next track?
No.
Oh, this part right here.
This next part.
Yeah. I was trying to do
You're trying to cheers me?
I was trying to cheers you at the...
Oh, I was so into the drums.
Yeah. This just sounds like some kind of 70s sort of... Reminds me of 70s soundtrack music, you know? Should we wait for the end?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I want to hear this again.
The end is, that's like my favorite part, actually. It really reminds me, the more I listen to it, it really reminds me of 70s movie music, actually. This part right here. Love that right there. Love that. So good right there.
Man, that is... I already see one of my favorites for 2012.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know what? I'm usually not one for this, but let's make it a threefer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You want to play this track again?
Again, it's so good.
Really? Okay.
Let's cheers on this one.
Okay. I mean, you sure you want to do this?
If you're willing, I mean.
Okay, sure. Okay. Okay. This is more for you, you know?
Right.
All right. I mean, so this is your favorite of the episode then so far?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I think probably my favorite was probably Gunstar Heroes so far.
Man, but this anyway. Is my favorite.
All right, here we go. Let's do it one more time.
One more time.
Ready? All right, here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four.
I'm sipping on champagne.
By the way, we're playing this particular track on audio overload. This is the only track, well, aside from the TurboGrafx 16 stuff, that we're playing on audio overload. It gives it a little bit more of a crisper sound, actually, than on Game Music Box. All right, we're about to cheers here.
You can cheers too.
Here it goes. Yeah, you can cheers too. Right when it kicks in.
Then you have to look up at your glass and then you look up at the stars.
Doesn't this remind you of 70s music?
Totally.
Yeah. The bass, you know? And just, yeah, the chord progressions and stuff. This kind of reminds me of like fall also, like autumn, you know? It's got like an autumn sound to it, you know?
It makes me think about a woman's clothes falling off.
Okay, here's the part. Cheers!
I like it. Great track, Brent.
Yeah.
I'm going with another Nintendo track. Okay.
Okay.
Star Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a Hudson Soft title.
Yeah.
And this is a Hudson Soft title from 1986. And I believe this is gameplay music from the game Star Soldier.
Thank you.
Star Soldier from Hudson Soft. There's some arpeggio action coming up.
Just about wraps things up on this episode of the Legacy Music Hour. Not quite, but there's always a closing track.
Exactly.
For the full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com.
Send us an email, legacymusichour@gmail.com, or give us a call, 281-SONIC-91.
Or feel free to comment on the blog page.
Right. Right.
Find us on iTunes, too, if you're into that.
Give us a review on the old iTunes, if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give us reviews. Yeah, yeah. We need more reviews on iTunes. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Whatever you're feeling, just let it be known on iTunes.
And also, next week's topic
is?
I don't know.
A surprise.
It's another surprise.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. It probably won't be an old topic, though. It would probably be a new topic.
Right, we're trying to...
We probably do, like, old topics every maybe two or three episodes or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Let's mention this. Don't forget January 21st that the Hemlock Tavern in San Francisco.
Right.
We'll be doing our video game music game show, Mame That Tune. You know, it's a Name That Tune for video game music.
Oh, yeah.
And also followed by a short, an abbreviated dance party, about an hour-long dance party.
Still Rob and I will a jam.
Yeah, Rob and I will each do a half an hour each of music.
Right.
And so check that out. The info is on legacymusichour.com. We're going to close with Axelay. This is the third time that Axelay is closing the show.
Because they are headliner quality.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your headliner, Axelay. This is from composer Taro Kodowu.
Okay.
And the track we're going to hear is Colony. And this is, of course, a Super Nintendo game. A game which I still haven't beaten yet, but I've gotten to the final boss.
Right.
And my name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Zabef Switch.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.